Buenos días, hermanas y hermanos. Qué tiempo tan maravilloso los pasamos estudiando juntos la palabra de Dios el miércoles. Agradecemos a Geraldo Núñez de Open Arms Hispanic Ministries que dirigió nuestro estudio bíblico. On Wednesday, we had another wonderful session of Pan de Vida, our Spanish language Bible study. And we are so grateful to Geraldo Núñez of Open Arms Hispanic Ministries who led our Bible study. As you know, we are back to live stream only. And while this is not ideal, and I am sure you may be feeling a sense of loss, I urge each of you to find ways to stay healthy and stay connected to each other. We have made this decision based on the rising COVID numbers locally, and we will reevaluate each week based on those numbers. Please be in prayer for our community that we will find a way forward that prioritizes the health of the entire community as a whole so that we can return to a sense of normalcy. One quick note regarding my schedule. As has been noted in the bulletin the last several weeks, I now have office hours at Broken Grounds every Wednesday morning, starting at 8, and I usually am there until 9, depending on the way the morning goes. Now, while I am not a coffee drinker, I do welcome coffee drinkers and others to join me anytime, and I must say that Broken Grounds makes a really mean strawberry banana smoothie. So feel free to join me there anytime. One of my favorite bluegrass songs is by Don Reno, and it's called "I'm Using My Bible for a Roadmap." The first verse goes like this: I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. The Ten Commandments tell me what to do. The 12 disciples are my road signs. And Jesus will take me safely through. The Word of God is indeed our roadmap, or as we might say today, it's our GPS. Just like we listen to the GPS to show us the way and keep us from getting lost, so too we must be hearers and doers of God's word, lest we get off track and lose our way. My parents call their GPS Polly, and when they come to visit us, sometimes Polly has steered them wrong. But if we are humbly listening to the Spirit as we read, the Word of God will never steer us wrong. And Jesus will see us safely through. If we are willing to hear Christ's hard teachings and stick with Jesus no matter what obstacles we may face on the road of life. For as our scripture this morning states, to whom shall we go? Only Jesus has the words of eternal life. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. They called us the Three Musketeers, or maybe that's what we called ourselves, before we were named the three little lost sheep who have gone astray, but that came later. At this moment, Wendell, Wade, and I are hiding in the woods watching the rest of the campers take a break from their annual perimeter hike. We three are senior campers. We have done this hike every summer since we have been coming to camp, so it is old hat. As senior campers, we have been given the task and the privilege of leading the hike. And together we decided to make a joke of it by stepping off the trail and hiding in the woods. Now, as we watch the rest of the campers stop for a rest and hear the counselors begin to call our names, as they realize we are not with the group, we decide that rather than rejoin the group, we will run away, laughing all the while at our own private joke. It is our pride that keeps us from rejoining the group, and it is our pride that leads us to make the next fateful decision. We decide to head out on our own, striking off through the woods in the directions we think is the camp, because we are senior campers. We know the way, and we are sure we can beat everybody back to camp rather than be subjected to the long way around. We imagine the look on everyone's faces when they arrive back at camp to find us hanging out in the pavilion, sipping our Fantas and eating Rolos. By supper time, we have still not made it back to camp. They tell us later that the meal was pretty silent. Howie, my favorite counselor with his big hair and bright smile, is pretty somber as he prays a heartfelt prayer for our safety. A lot of people are worried about us. We are worried too. We finally admitted to ourselves long ago that we are lost. The woods seem endless. We have hiked and hiked for miles, it seems, and have no idea where we are. We are tired and hungry, sweaty and thirsty, but still we keep plodding on. We listen, straining our ears for any familiar sound, the voices of our fellow campers, the camp bell calling us home, the shouts of our names being called out by searchers. We hear nothing save the sounds of the woods, our breathing, and the crunching of leaves and branches underfoot as we struggle to find our way back to camp. We stop for a brief rest, and suddenly in the distance we hear a familiar sound. We are pretty sure it is a car, which means we're close to a road. Quickly, with renewed hope, we head in the direction of the sound. We come to a pasture, cross through the barbed wire fence, and step out with sighs of relief onto a paved road. In a few minutes, a car pulls up beside us. It is some of the camp staff who were out searching for us. The look of relief on their faces is palatable. I don't remember us getting reamed out. I think folks could tell we had had quite an ordeal, and when we learned how much grief we had caused everyone, we felt pretty bad. We were judged guilty by the kangaroo court at the end of camp, though, and had to put cotton balls all over our faces and sing, "We are little lost sheep who have gone astray. Ba, ba, ba." But things could have been much, much worse. We made a stupid decision. We left the group. We got lost. But fortunately, there were people praying and searching for us. We stopped and we heard something familiar. And eventually, we were found. So why do I tell you this story? Well, as I was reflecting upon our passage this morning, I kept remembering those moments of being lost in the woods, struggling to find my way, and straining to hear any familiar sound that might lead me home. And I began to see several correlations between my experience long ago with what we might learn from our scripture today. Last week, Rochelle shared from the beginning of our passage about how difficult it was for many of Jesus' disciples to hear and accept his teaching. Verse 56, Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Jesus continues with a longer explanation, and yet further on in verse 60 we read, on hearing Jesus' words, many of his disciples said, "This is hard teaching. Who can accept it?" And as we learn later, the answer to that question for many of Jesus' followers was, "I can't accept it." And they stopped following Jesus, which was kind of par for the course for Jesus in Capernaum. This was Jesus' home area. And from the Gospels, we learn that Jesus spent much time in the local synagogue preaching and healing. Yet Jesus is amazed at the community's lack of faith in him, declaring in Mark 6 that a prophet is without honor in his own hometown. These people knew Jesus so well, or thought they did. "Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, the carpenter?" they ask, that they failed to recognize him as their Messiah. The IVP New Testament commentary puts it this way: the question they raise reveals their real problem. This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? This is a profound question that points to their own hearts. By saying, "Who can accept it?" they suggest they are not to blame, that this is too much for anyone to accept. But in fact, it shows that they are not humbly docile, as true disciples in this gospel are. A mark of docility is the ability and willingness to listen and receive. In this gospel, one's identity is known by whom one can and does listen to. Their question, which is rendered more literally as, "This is a hard saying, who can hear, akouyo it," alludes to this theme. By saying they are unable to hear or listen to Jesus' teaching, they stand self-condemned. So when I looked it up, I found that, as with many Greek words, akouyo has many meanings. I hear something or someone, I hear about, I learn, I listen, pay attention to, heed, I understand, I obey, and then in the passive tense, I am called, I am spoken of, I am known as. Each of these meanings, I believe, can teach us how we can better accept, i.e., hear Christ better. First, I hear something or someone. We listen to Jesus by reading and hearing God's word, by spending time in prayer, and by fellowshipping with each other as brothers and sisters. We also keep our ear to the ground when we are out and about, knowing that God's Spirit is at work all around us. We cultivate a spirit of listening for that still, small voice in our hearts, in creation, and in the lives of the people we come in contact with every day. Second, I hear about, I learn. Cultivate a teachable spirit. We seek to be lifelong learners of and listeners to Jesus. We do not avoid the hard teachings of Jesus, the long way around the perimeter trail, as it were, like those three boys in the Mississippi woods long ago, letting ego and pride lead us away from our community, loving guides and off the proper path, into the woods of fear and despair, until we are utterly and hopelessly lost. But we need to realize this, that if we are teachable, and stick with Jesus, we are in for a lot of hard teachings. The IVP commentary goes on to say, there is much in Jesus' teaching to scandalize each of us. God knows the condition of our hearts and sends circumstances that will reveal our hearts to us. How do we respond to such exposure? I would also add that God sends people into our lives to help us recognize where we miss the mark and to show us how we can love better. We are to be accountable to each other as believers. That is the essence of this thing called church. Can we truly be hearers of the wisdom found in each other? Do such circumstances and conversations drive us to despair, or do they lead us into a deeper commitment to each other and to a deeper faith in our Lord? Which brings me to the next three meanings of akouo. I listen, pay attention to, heed, I understand, I obey. In the New Testament, hearing is often equated with obedience. We are to, as Hebrews tells us, to hear God's word and do what it says rather than harden our hearts. James 1:22 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. The commentary goes on to say, we are not saved by faith, but by the one in whom we have faith, whom we may trust to increase our faith through a deeper experience of himself as we, by his grace, live in obedience to what we have received from him. Put simply, whether in good fun or not, my friends and I were disobedient. We thought we knew the way, so we left the group and wound up getting lost. The final meaning of akouo, while not explicit to this passage, is important to note, I think. It's in the passive tense. It can be, I am called, I am spoken of, I am known as. As I have noted before, we need to know where our true identity lies. For some of us, I think this is one of the hardest teachings from Christ for us to hear and to accept. That is, that we are a precious child of God who is deeply loved by our Creator. As we read in Isaiah, God says, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. I know for me personally, as a child with low self-esteem, it was mind-blowing when I finally realized that Jesus loved me for who I was. That was and continues to be life-changing. In the midst of the other voices around me that reduce me to a consumer or a producer or the inner critic that points out my failures, it is important that no matter how difficult it is to hear, sometimes those identifiers are not how Jesus sees me. I am Keith, aka a child of God. That is sometimes hard to accept. But that, beloved, is all that really matters. Sometimes I think that if each of us could truly accept that personally deep down and see everyone around us in the same way, then the world would be utterly and completely changed. What would the day, our lives, the world look like if we would constantly be telling ourselves and others, I am a child of God, you are a child of God. I am a child of God, you are a child of God. I am a child of God, you are a child of God. I wonder. Perhaps you know or have noticed, but Akuyo is where we get the word acoustics. Some places, like our sanctuary, have beautiful acoustics. Live music, harmonies of voice and instruments all seem to come alive with a rich and lovely sound in this room. Other places have poor acoustics. They resound with too much echo or dissonance, and it is difficult for us to hear anything worthwhile. So, beloved, what are the acoustics of your soul? What are you listening to? Do you spend more time listening to the news or social media than you spend in prayer? When was the last time you sat in silence? What are the voices that are familiar to you? Is the voice of Jesus one of those familiar voices? Have you learned to cultivate an ear in tune to God so that no matter the chaos around you, you are listening to the voice of God? Are you wandering through the woods of pride, lost and far away from love? Or are you open to the hard teachings of Jesus? Do you see obstacles in your path? Or, as I noted in 2016, divine disruptions? Invariably today, you will be disrupted, your beautifully constructed routine shot all to hell or heaven. You determine which. You see, faith is not measured by how well you handle that which passes for normalcy, but rather how you overcome the obstacles in your way, cleverly designed by one who knows best how to shake you from complacency. You can whine and complain, question why you, of all people, must be kept from your important work. Or you can realize that this is the essential labor you were called to all along. The panhandler blocks your path with crooked hand outstretched. You are late for work because a friend calls seeking solace. You have a flat tire and spend the time waiting for the tow truck in prayer. A child is, well, a child. The smell of wood smoke reminds you of a loved one who passed away. You do not go around the accident, but stop to hold a man's bleeding face in your hands so the broken glass does not get in his eyes. Today, at least, you are not deaf. You hear the still small voice. Somehow, you are able to pause. You subjugate your destination to the way of the Samaritan. So, beloved, will you allow yourself to be divinely disrupted? Will you accept, i.e., hear, the hard teachings of Jesus? There really is no alternative. Where else shall we go? Only Jesus has the words of eternal life, which, as Rochelle shared with us last week, is not just a future promise, but it is life lived abundantly today. As your pastors, Rochelle and I are learning to know each of you better, and for your trust and faith in us, we are so very grateful. But we do not know the specifics of your lives, your private struggles, your thoughts, your dreams, the stuff that each of you face daily, the personal wilderness you may wander in each and every day. But I am here to state unequivocally that God knows. While it may seem like you are lost, you are not alone. Like my two friends, Jesus is lost right along with you, except unlike my two friends, Jesus does know the way home and is ready to bring you back into the fold of the familiar and on to something new. So wherever you are, I ask that you bow your heads and join with me for a time of reflection and prayer. What hard teachings of Jesus are you having a hard time accepting or hearing? Is God calling you into a divine disruption? Have you wandered away from Christ's community of love and now are lost and alone? Is there someone God is calling you to love more deeply? Open your heart and mind to the leading of the Spirit. Remain in prayer as I read these words. Beloved, Jesus asks you, do you wish to leave me too? Let us respond as Peter did. Please repeat after me. O Lord, O Lord, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? Only you have the words of eternal life. Only you have the words of eternal life. Let us pray. Eternal God, you call us to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.